cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Thunder Country Weather. This Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. Get it done quick and get it done right. Overnight tonight, our low is going to be around 36 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. We have rain chances on the overnight, a 60% chance of rain, and a little rain-snow mix for your morning drive on Tuesday.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank and Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking this week, I've got Margaret Morrissey on the line. Margaret, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We are talking food, and that's a great item as always. We've got an activity coming up called Divas That Dish over there in Ottumwa at the Bridgeview Center. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, this is a fundraiser for the Ottumwa Symphony Orchestra. We also have one for men later in the year called 25 Men Who Can Cook. And in fact, it preceded the Divas, but this was just kind of a natural outgrowth of that. It's very popular. It's a competition for female chefs, and we ask them, we say they're celebrity chefs, and if they weren't a celebrity before this started, they will be when it's over.
Good deal. Absolutely.
And they prepare sample-sized servings of a pre-dining, an entree, or a dessert dish. And then people who come to the event taste this. There are people who are able to eat everything. Not everybody can, but they are sample size.
Sure.
Taste. So we hope to satisfy everybody that way. And so then, in addition to professional judges who declare winners in each category, the folks who attend the event and have tasted the food get to vote for their favorite chef, and that'll be the People's Choice winner.
Well, let's back up the bus just a little bit here. We want to tell the date and time again for it. It's going to be happening fairly soon.
It is. It's coming up April 6th. That's a Saturday, and it's from 6 to 8 in the evening at the Bridgeview Center.
With that time slot of 6 to 8, people have a chance to, quote-unquote, go out for a meal. They don't have to go to a restaurant. They can come to the Bridgeview Center and be a part of that Divas That Dish. And it's kind of a nice evening as well, right?
It is a wonderful evening. And then in addition to the food, we also have what we call a wine pull. You buy a cork, a wine cork with a number on it. And then when all the corks are sold, you get to come up and pull a bottle of wine out of our stash corresponding to the number that you pulled. We also do a heads or tails event where we have a nice gift card for gasoline to put in your car as the prize for that. And then there's also silent auction going on the whole time. And then we do take 15 minutes for a live auction with some wonderful events. Those are mostly experiences.
Right,
the
right.
Live event things, yeah.
Well, let's dig into that silent auction if we can. Do you have an item or items that you can talk about that says these things are going to be up for that silent auction?
Yes. Well, first of all, we have an art corner. And the art corner, we've got some local artists who have donated prints of their work or jewelry that they've made. Or one that we have, and that one is some stoneware, Sleepy Eye stoneware, which is for antique enthusiasts. It's a beautiful piece of pottery. So, and then also board members have artwork in their homes that they've kind of outgrown, outlived, and they are donating it. We call it an encore performance in someone else's home.
Cool.
So tickets to the iCubs, to the Barnstormers, to Iowa Wild. We've got a table for two at Louis Lakeside Bistro.
Wow.
We've got a Caitlin Clark t-shirt.
Oh, my.
Meat bundles from Fairway, some wonderful bacon from JBS. So a lot of good ones there. And do you want to hear the live auction?
I certainly do.
Okay. I'm going to give you most of the list. The Guild for the Symphony is an auxiliary group that's with the symphony. They're presenting Wine Among the Roses. That's a garden party for eight in one of their homes, in one of their gardens. Food and wine and a wonderful evening. Bridgeview has donated a chef's table for eight. And then one of our divas, Kim Hellege, has on her property torn up all the gardening and everything that was out there and has created a prairie. She's got wild prairie flowers, prairie glasses, and that kind of thing. She's doing a party on the prairie for eight, and that'll be an evening where you can tour her garden. She'll take you through it, and then she'll also prepare some heavy appetizers using the sage and the herbs and so on that she has grown there.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah. And then also, Pat, for Chiefs fans, we've got a picture that's been donated. This is a print of Arrowhead Stadium. As you look at it up close, you can see that the names of every player who's been on their roster between 1960 and 2019 are written out. In different color ink, and then it's shadowed and colored in a way that when you back up, you don't see that. You see Arrowhead Stadium. But if you zoom in on it, you can find Patrick Mahomes and anybody who's played for the Chiefs in all that time.
That is amazing.
That's a great prize.
I'm talking with Margaret Morrissey for my edition of Just Start Talking. Diva's the Dish is what she's chatting about. It's a fundraiser for the Ottumwa Symphony, and it's just a phenomenal evening. And what you've talked about with the live auction, the silent auction, it just gives me goosebumps for people to be there on April 6th. That's a Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's just a lovely evening to go out and rub elbows with the divas and their food that they're creating.
Yes, I would say amen to all of that. I would like to mention our sponsors, if I could, too, Pat.
Certainly.
Okay. Our presenting sponsor is Bridge City Realty here in Ottumwa. And then we're also blessed to have additional support at what we call the copper level from Dr. Kurt Anderson, from Yates & Yates Glass, from Dowd Stone, along with Norris Asphalt, from Dr. Brian Quinn, and then two people named Anonymous.
Okay.
And then we have a couple bronze level sponsors, Hy-Vee, Brad Barnes, CPA, and the Stitch Doctor here. So we're blessed with great sponsors.
If anybody knows anything about activities, they know that sponsors are what really drives the event to make it happen, because it just doesn't happen for free. There's costs involved. There's promotion. There's renting the facility. So these sponsors have stepped to the plate, Margaret, and have provided
Definitely.
That service. It's just
Definitely.
Nice to have. So talk about those judges. Are they well-known folks? Do they have a little bit of a pedigree in the food culinary world? Talk about those three judges.
Kevin Hatfield is a new judge for us this year. And he is, he's won the 25 Men Who Can Cook competition on more than one occasion. So he's going to be right at home here. Then we also have a gal named Heather Nelson, who's from Oskaloosa. And Heather was an English teacher who stopped doing that and came to culinary school at Indian Hills. And he, for several years, had a food truck, kind of, in the mall in Oskaloosa called Wander Lunch. She's a fabulous cook. Now she's given that up, and she's gone back to teaching, only it's not English this time. It's foods at Oskaloosa. So we're happy to have her. And then Jesse Duran runs the culinary art department at Indian Hills, and he judged for us several times, too. We've got great judges.
I was going to say, their pedigrees speak for themselves, for sure. This isn't just run-of-the-mill Joe Smith from down on the corner. These folks know what they're talking about, right?
They do.
So tell me a little bit about the People's Choice. Obviously, the folks that get tickets there, they'll be able to taste those in sample size, and they'll be able to have a scorecard, I'm assuming, that they make marks on. Is that how it works?
We do. We have a ballot for that. And the Divas are selling tickets for this as well. They have tickets available that you can buy. This is one instance where we encourage people to buy votes.
Oh, sure.
Send somebody a ticket.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
and of course, you mentioned off-air numbers of people that are involved. You try to shoot for a certain number. Talk about that.
See, we shoot for 15. We had 15 at one time. We're down to 13. People commit, but, you know, things come up and they're not able to fulfill. So, but a lot of times it's, please let me know next year. So we're looking forward to that. And we're hoping to have 200 people attend this. We would love that.
And it's not a black tie affair. You can come casual and buy tickets at the door or in advance. So that's a nice option.
It is. And it is casual dress. A lot of people want to sit down and eat. A lot of people don't. They just want to go to the next table and taste that. But as I said, there are a lot of things to do during those 2 hours. So you can kind of make a combination of things for that. I did want to mention, too, Pat, how we use that money. Because our orchestra, first of all, our conductor and music director is Dr. William LaRue Jones, who's from Iowa City and was for a long time associated with the university. And he's a fabulous conductor. The players, the instrumentalists, the musicians love him. And so does our audience. We do 6 concerts a year. And then we also do a young artist competition and a youth orchestra. So we're proud of what we do in the community, and we appreciate everybody's support to get that done.
Now, where are those concerts held at, then? Are they all at Bridgeview?
Most of them are at Bridgeview. There's one in the summer called Music on the Green, and it's on the outdoor stage at Indian Hills.
All right, very good. And one of the things that I wanted to chat about more so is the fact that you're not the Lone Ranger in this. We'll get to that here in a little bit. I'm talking with Margaret Morrissey. She's given us some information about the Divas the Dish. That's going to be happening at the Bridgeview Center on April 6th. That's a Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and kids 12 and under, $7.50. But this is a wonderful fundraiser that's able to be done for the Ottumwa Orchestra, the symphony there. Talk a little bit about your helper, your co-chair.
Barb Sassine and I have been doing this together for quite a few years. We had an event earlier in the summer, years ago, that was called Sips in the Summer, and it kind of wore out its welcome, and we moved to this one. So I'm going to say Barb and I have been working on this for about 8 years together. She's a great partner.
Good.
And a hard worker.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. If you can you take us into the competitors and who they have? Because you mentioned that they are selling tickets for the People's Choice Award to buy those votes. Can you give us a kind of a list of who's going to be competing?
Okay, and I don't want to leave anybody out, and I think I have them all here. We have a gal who's cooking at the new steakhouse in Ottumwa, located in the hotel that was Soda Chop House, and her name is Nicole Vandenberg. We've got a Melissa Childs, who has her own bakery. She specializes in gluten-free and vegan things, and her desserts are fabulous. We have Dana Hendricks, who is new this year to the competition, and she's in, I think they call that consumer arts at Evans Middle School here. Shannon Baker, who has Sweet and Saucy Barbecue. Caitlin Noel, who is one of the chefs at Honey Creek Resort. Kim Hellege, who I mentioned with the Prairie. And we have Sandra Prather. Sandra is a part-time worker at Morgan's Corner, and she's being sponsored by them, representing them. Karina Drummond, who was a winner last year. is a hairstylist here in Ottumwa and also works part-time at Applebee's. Then we have Joni Jordan, who works, I believe, at Cargill. She's a perennial winner. Then we also have Amy Cerna, along with Stacy and Teresa Rogers, and I cannot say the name of their business.
Smoking Junkies.
It is, Smoking Junkies. There we go. And finally, we have Brenda Anderson. And Brenda works at the school, but I am uncertain about her position there.
That's phenomenal.
So that's who I know of.
Okay. Now, earlier you mentioned that you strive for 15 and life happens. You're down to 13. If any of our listeners are out there that want to get involved with it, how do they go about giving you a call, contact, so that they can say, hey, I want to be a diva that dishes?
And who doesn't? So if you would like to do that, if you'd like either more information about the event or if you would like to nominate or someone else or yourself, you call me at 641-680-0516.
Good deal. As we get ready to wrap this up, I'm talking with Margaret Morrissey. She's talking about Divas the Dish. That's going to be coming up April 6th. That's a Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Bridgeview Center there in Ottumwa. It's a fundraiser for the Ottumwa Orchestra. There's going to be three things that each diva has to do. Talk about those three different dishes that they have to dish out there.
No, they each just dish one.
Oh.
Yeah, they choose a category.
Ah, okay.
So we have three categories, but yes, they only do one category.
All right. Well, talk about those categories. You've got the...
Yeah. So pre-dining would be appetizers or anything that you'd eat before the meal. Soup sometimes is considered an entree, but an entree's, you know, whatever you'd have for your main dish. And then desserts is the third category.
All right.
Yeah, you specialize in just one category.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so consequently, if I'm counting my toes correctly, there would be four awards given out. There would be one for each of those, the pre-dining, the entree, the dessert, and as well as the people's choice. Is that what we're looking at?
Exactly.
All right. I think this is a phenomenal deal because it's a fundraiser for a great cause. The Ottumwa Orchestra there is putting on this. It's a fundraiser for them. The Divas That Dish will be happening April 6th at the Bridgeview Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I hate to say it, but it could be a cheap date as tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and you can get those through the Bridgeview Center ticket office there.
And also the chefs have tickets that you can buy, and so do a Ottumwa board member or symphony board members. So you might run into somebody who knows. Also, Pat, I wanted to mention that the things are coming out now on the Ottumwa Symphony Facebook page, introducing the divas and talking about some of the auction items.
So, oh, that is so smart to do because it's free advertisement to get it there on Facebook. And that's a wonderful deal. Yes, each diva's got tickets to sell, and that's a good opportunity for people to help them get those votes for the people's choice.
You bet. And we'd love to see Albia and any KIK listeners involved, especially as a diva, if you'd like. So,
absolutely. At Thunder Country listeners, get out and enjoy the Ottumwa Orchestra with their fundraiser, Divas the Dish, at the Bridgeview Center, April 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Margaret, it's been a pleasure chatting with you about this phenomenal fundraiser, and we wish you good success.
Thank you very much, Pat. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. The most important thing you can do is get screened starting at age 45. Insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
The other guys play classic country hits on Saturday nights. We have them all day, every day. Thunder Country, KIIC.
in South Carolina. Soon as the Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just singing the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. Come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Little thing. try to frown. I'll put your pedestal up so high, they won't dare to look down. What you need's a sugar daddy, diamond rings and a brand new caddy. Little things to help a girl make it through. What you need are satin pillows, ribbons flowing down like willows. What you need is me to love you. Me to love you.
Sugar Daddy airs the Bellamy Brothers for you. Small percent of people will not date a person if their teeth have this. Not stains. No, 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 not that. Not that. Not the shape. Shape's got nothing to do with it. Not particularly, and not in this particular case, anyways. What do you think? Answer's coming up.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs, move three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old.